The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's Patrick Chambers. The Nittany Lions will take on St. John's at Madison Square Garden this Sunday in the Holiday Hoops Festival in a doubleheader that will also feature Rutgers. Coach Chambers, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, we're 6-5, not where we want to be, but the growth of this team, we're slowly but surely getting there. This non-conference has really challenged us, and that's what we wanted. We wanted challenges early and often to prepare us for Northwestern and the Big Ten slate starting on, December 27th. But we're getting some good production from Mike Watkins and some of the other freshmen. Shep's playing consistent, Peyton shooting the ball well. We just need to get all on the same page. The Never Forget game was awesome. What a great experience that was for our team to play in that doubleheader. And obviously we all remember where we were on 9/11/2001. So it's great to be a part of these charity events, these type of games, but we have to keep challenging ourselves and we have to keep growing and maturing.
Appreciate that, Coach. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Chambers, please, Darla.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Adam Zagorian, Zags Blog.
Hey, Pat, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. I don't know how much film you're going to see on St. John's yet, but, obviously they're coming off a loss yesterday. You're coming off a loss. Just your kind of thoughts on challenges they present and, how hungry you guys are to get a win there at the Garden.
We're both super young. You know, I think he's starting a few freshmen. We're starting three freshmen, a sophomore and a junior. I think he's right around the same. I haven't really put my eyes on them yet, but you obviously follow whoever you're going to play. And I've been noticing that, they're competing. I know they have, I think, somebody out with a sprained ankle. So it's going to be a great challenge. I'm sure he's not worried about us right now. We're worried about our own teams. For us, we're in exam week, so we got to focus on Penn State and what Penn State can get better at. And how we can take 20 – we've played some really good 20-minute halves. We just haven't put a 40-minute game together. And like somebody said the other day, when we do play 30, we find success. So it's going to be a great, great game, two young teams, two teams that are searching for their identities and want desperately to get a win headed into the holiday, into the Christmas season. So I wish I had more for you, Z-Man, but, there's a lot of work to be done between now and Sunday.
Does playing at the Garden give you a chance to help in recruiting and help the profile of the program?
Well, that's what we've been doing. We're trying to put ourselves on a stage with playing in the Hall of Fame with Duke and Cincinnati and Rhodey, and then playing yesterday and then a doubleheader with Villanova, Notre Dame, and Pitt. And hopefully we can get that Pitt rivalry going every year. And now you're going to Madison Square Garden. And then we're playing in the Palestra. So I know a lot of people out there think I'm a little bit crazy. I may have, with this non-conference and where we're playing and the venues we're playing in to challenge this young team as early and often as I had. I just think it's only going to make us a better team in the end. When it comes to late January, February, March, this team should be exactly where we need it to be headed into the Big Ten tournament.
All right. Good luck, my man.
Thanks, brother.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hey, Coach. Talk about on you played against Pitt. You had a tough loss there. Now you have to go have a week off and you play St. John's. What do you guys have to do to keep your players motivated this week, knowing there's finals and there's other things that these student-athletes have to do?
Yeah, I think the week that's hardest is the prior week. The Mason game really concerned me. They were playing at a high level and we had papers and exams already started. And then you go on this road trip, we have our academic advisor there and, we looked a little sluggish. We looked mentally tired and then came out in the second half and played much better basketball. So I'd like to think once we get through this week, all that pressure and stress, especially for young guys, this is all new to them. This is new to them. Every night is very difficult. Every practice, we demand the most from them. And we demand them going to study hall and being at class and taking care of their business. So it's very challenging. So I'm hopeful that by Thursday or Friday, when all the exams are finished, that they're going to feel a breath of fresh air and rejuvenated all that stress and pressure's off him. Now let's go work. Let's go back to work. Let's get practice in. Let's get reps in. And let's continue this process of being the best team we can be in and late on the line against St. John's at the Garden.
Yeah, speaking of the Gardens, what do you see in St. John's getting ready for that game? I know you said that earlier they're a young team, and but still playing in New York City is still a tough challenge no matter what.
Yeah, but that's what we want to do. Again, when we put this schedule together, we knew it was going to be hard, but we want to see growth. We want to see maturity. We know what our weaknesses are now. Instead of going in maybe with a record that wasn't realistic, we're going in with a record that's very realistic. We played the top 10, we played top 25 teams in the country. I think Pitt will be eventually a top 25 team. So that'll be three for us with a good Mason team and a good GW team. So we know exactly what we need to work on. And being in the Garden, I'm sure there's going to be some jitters. There's going to be that nervousness that you feel, and especially at 11 a.m., which we haven't done, played a game at 11 a.m. So I'm sure that's going to be who wakes up first. We'll like the outcome for sure.
You probably expect for maybe a sluggish first half probably with the points for that one.
Yeah, there could be. But you hope the excitement of playing in that, the most famous arena in the world, will get these guys juiced and ready to go.
Well, good luck with finals and good luck this week.
Hey, thanks.
Coach Chambers, appreciate your time. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Tom Izzo. The Spartans are 7-4 on the season. Michigan State will host Northeastern on Sunday before wrapping up non-conference play against Oakland University on December 21st. Coach Izzo, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Let's go straight to questions for Coach Izzo, please.
If you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Tom. I'm just wondering, as you've looked at this season so far, how would you describe, what has Nick Ward given you? Because it seems like he's been able to give you some key minutes and do some pretty good things so far.
Well, Nick has done an amazing job for us when you think about where he was coming from and what we thought he'd be doing. When we signed Nick, we had Deontay Davis, we had Gavin Schilling. We thought Nick could play 5 minutes a game. And of the four guys coming in, was probably the lowest rated guy. And he came in right away. He lost, over this last 5 months, 30 pounds, 28 pounds. He's just now starting to get his conditioning, learning how to play without foul trouble, which he didn't do very good the last game. But I've been so pleased with the progress Nick has made. Now, he's got a long way to go, learning how to play on both ends of the court, things like that. But yeah, he's been a pleasant surprise and has done a phenomenal job, in all honesty.
And what sticks out when you think back on recruiting him? I know some people here in Columbus were pretty upset that he left the state. Why do you think you guys were able to land him, and what was it like getting to know him on the recruiting trail?
Well, I think there was a couple things. I don't know how hard any of those teams recruited him, number one. And number two, we had one of his teammates, Javon Bess, and that helped us, I think, and he came up here a couple of times and liked the place. But, he's been I think he's gotten a break with the injuries we've had and with Deontay leaving kind of surprisingly, and he's taken advantage of the break, and that's what life's all about. So really happy for Nick, and yet, now we got to get him into the 20s and the minutes and continue to work on not falling, and if he does that, his points and rebounds per minute are off the charts, so we just got to keep him in the game longer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Adam Biggers, FanRagSports.com.
Hey, Tom, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. You?
Good.
Kind of going... you guys are learning to play without Miles, but maybe just learning to play, period, because you didn't have first maybe, 8 games. I'm kind of curious as far as running the offense, what you've seen out of Cassius and how he's kind of learned to handle everything. His assist numbers are great. Your guys' assist numbers as a team are great. What have you noticed out of Cassius, how he's learning to play without Miles and kind of take on that role of leading the offense as far as, point guard play?
Well, it's been really tough on these freshmen, and I say that because, Kentucky goes through it all the time, but There's very few teams, even Duke this year, with their great freshmen. They have great seniors, Jefferson and juniors and Allen and Kennard. So they've got a lot of other people that can teach a freshman. You know, when our freshman came in and then right away we had our 2-6-9 guys get injured, it's kind of been learned under fire, especially with the schedule we've had. In that respect, I think Cash has done a great job. You know, he's assist to turnovers are good. I said when I recruited him, I said before I recruited him, I thought he's one of the best passers in college basketball and or will be, and I think he is. Like all freshmen, like Nick, like everyone else, has to learn to play on the other end of the court. And, of course, without Miles in there, along with our two big guys, it puts more pressure on our guards because people can guard them differently. So, all in all, you know, frustrating at times, but I think all of them have done a good job. And I think Cassius is a guy that as he continues to improve defensively, shoots it better than I thought. You know, I think his minutes are constantly going up and they will go up.
When you look at what he's able to do, obviously, you know, facilitating is part of his game, but are you looking at him or does he feel any pressure to maybe up it offensively, or do you, you know, given the losses and the injuries that you guys have had, or do you feel like he's right there as far as, you know, developing where you want him to be, or do you feel like he feels any pressure?
Well, I think he could be a scoring point guard. I've got two completely different guys, Tom, who's not a scorer, but is a great defender, Cassius, who's, you know, improving on the defensive end, but is a great facilitator. But he's also, I guess that's the surprise for me, is how good a shooter he really is. So does he have to get more shots? Yeah, he does, and that'll be part of the game. You know, in high school even, I didn't know he was a shooter because he could always get to the rim. Here it's a little harder with 6'10", 7-footers in there. He's got to learn to pull up. He's got a nice little runner. He's a good three-point shooter and a phenomenal free-throw shooter. So, yeah, in all honesty, I would like to get more out of him offensively, but you know, they guard you different, too, when Miles isn't in there, and we've had some bizarre lineups because of foul trouble and injuries, including McQuaid missing the last game. And that puts a lot more pressure on those freshmen. And so when I look at the growth, I think it's been phenomenal under the circumstances. I think if we had everybody, it would have been easier because, you know, they couldn't guard him the same way, one. Number two, he'd have other people to help him learn and understand what's going on.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We've got time for one more question for Coach Izzo. Let's go to Adam Zagoria, please, Darla.
Your final question is from Adam Zagoria, Zags Ball.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good, Adam.
Just in terms of Miles, is there any update on his status? Do you expect him back for that Oakland game? And is there any other injury updates on your guy?
No, he's kind of, you know, day-to-day, week-to-week. I mean, in other words, as I told you, we're not going to do anything early. And, you know, I think they're going to evaluate it this week. He's had the boot on, but he's starting to take it off to get a little workouts in. But the timetable has not been determined. I do not expect them. You know, this week will be an interesting week to see once finals are over, you know, how they evaluate him. But, you know, I see nothing in the real, real near future, and yet I don't see it last, you know, being held out forever either. But your guess is as good as mine right now.
Okay, and anything on your other guys, Coach, or not really?
No, I mean, I told you, Gavin, it'll be in January when they'll make that decision. And for the most part, Ben is, we've pretty much said, is probably done for the year, but hasn't been etched in stone yet. But you know, that injury for him, who had the same injury in Vegas, I think, you know, we're safe to assume that he's going to be out probably for the year. But, you know, both those decisions will be made probably in the middle of January.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Good luck.
You're welcome.
Coach, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck this week. Appreciate
it. All right, man. See ya.